Welcome to this podcast from Harvest Community Church of Huntersville, North Carolina, where our vision is to make disciples who make disciples. I'm your host, Meg Robinson. Today on the podcast, Pastor Jerry Barber is joined again by Harvest missionaries Don and Cy Hill as they discuss the reality of spiritual opposition.
We're with Don and Cy Hill again. Hopefully you heard the last podcast in which they told their story. They are missionaries in Thailand. And even, we're going to do a brief one today. Even the term missionary is something that they would not have conceived of themselves a few years ago. We use that term. Welcome again, and I'd love to ask you, what was something that surprised you about what you were going to face, what you ended up facing in Thailand?
I think the thing that really shocked us is when we saw what I really believe is evidence of spiritual possession almost of a person. And I, you know, of course you read in the Bible about Jesus casting out demons and in the U.S. at least, you really don't see such things. Mm-hmm. But we, without even, you know, trying to see it, we saw a lady in our church who really did seem to be under the influence of a demon. It was the weirdest thing I've ever seen. And Cy can probably speak more about it, but I was not prepared for that. Because it's not something I had any experience with, apart from having read in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And then when you see somebody who is just not in control of themselves and, you know, almost like shrieking and saying things that just you would never make up, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, just very, very, very strange. Mm-hmm. And so we had to come to grips with the fact that, you know, this can happen, and how do we deal with that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what we deal with this is, you know, we believe in Jesus' power. So we believe in Jesus' name. So that's what we got. You know, I mean, like, we're in a situation like that, who do we believe? You believe in Jesus' power, you know, to cast out the demon. So that's what we call on his name. Also, we can have control on the evil spirit. It is in her too. We can ask the question. We can lock her in, ask the question. Don't let the demon out of her body, per se. So ask her a question like, who are you? Why are you here? It is really shocking to me. I mean, it's more so is to Don, because you know Don is an engineer. They won't believe things like that. But to me, you know, I believe it is not just one person that I have seen. It's three ladies in this. A lot of time, Don and I, we talk about, are you believing it? He said, But after he's seen more than once, this lady is the demon possessed her five times. And every time that we, you know, we record, we record that.
It's not something that we should fear or anything,
no.
And it's not something that I am particularly worried about in terms of, you know, how it's going to affect other people or me, but it's something that I just was not prepared to encounter.
Yes.
Okay, so spiritual opposition and the reality of evil is something that you have seen. What are other ways maybe that you've seen spiritual opposition against your life and your ministry there? Obviously, when you deal with a person who is being affected by a demon, that's one way. But surely there are some other ways you've seen those things.
Temptation. It's a lot of temptation. I would say, like, not so much on me, but is on Don that I see. You know, I have to protect, you know, my husband. Whether or not he believe me, what I see or not, I have to convince him. And I pray over him for not give up or not. You know, I pray to God that God will give me a power to speak through my husband. He can have an ear to hear. Well, sometimes we can have argue about, you know, what I see, and because just me, because my flesh, you know, act out.
How about you, Don? What are some ways that otherwise you've seen?
At one point, the mayor of our village was very opposed to us and was very vocal about speaking out against the church in the village and trying to discourage people from coming and just discourage people from believing this, you know, this Western religion. Mm-hmm. And that I think that was definitely spiritual opposition. I think it was probably, you know, in some way the enemy was using her to try to really discourage and dissuade people from believing, because she would say, we're Thai and we are Buddhists, mm-hmm. right? And you don't need to believe this foreign religion.
Yeah. So. Wow. As we talk about this today, I think of Ephesians 6, what the Apostle Paul wrote, a final word, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all strategies of the devil, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places.
Yes.
We do have a very real enemy.
Absolutely.
not just in Thailand, but in Charlotte, Huntersville, and the areas
yes.
around here. Wherever you are, every believer certainly has an enemy. Well, three enemies, right? The world, the flesh, and the devil.
Yes.
And so we certainly want to keep praying for you and join you in prayer, because Satan comes in so many different ways.
Yes.
And thank you for sharing this with us.
Yeah,
and
our pleasure.
God will be with you as you go back.
Thank you, Jay.
Thank you.
Thanks again for joining us today from Harvest Community Church. This podcast is also available on our website, harvestcharlotte.com. Please go there if you want to send a question or comment, learn more about our ministries, or find out about how you can donate to support the podcast.